for this afternoon. I don't necessarily have a sermon to preach other than just to share some thoughts that I'd like to share with you. And I'll kind of preference how the thought came about. But the question I'd like to ask before we get into the reading is, do you believe that we're in the last days? And some may say, well, that's kind of maybe a pretty dumb question to ask, you know. But the question is, do you believe that we're in the last days? If I was going to ask you and to ask you to give me a compelling argument that will tell me that we're in the last days of what Scripture, the way Scripture defines it. Or maybe not. Maybe you don't think we're in the last days. Maybe there's still a lot more days to come. And then I would like to know what the compelling argument for that thought is as well. Let's think about that for a second. Let's pause for a word of prayer before we go further. Father, we thank you for your blessings that you've given to us. I want to thank you for your message this morning and just the time to be in your house of worship, to worship you, to give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord, for what you have done for us. And we just ask and pray that you would be in our midst and you'd bless us in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, I had the message, if those of you that were here, on the demon-possessed man. For those of you that were here, those that you weren't here, Jesus was crossing the Sea of Galilee. He was in a boat, gets out of the boat, and there's this demon that comes and approaches Jesus and says, "What do you have to do with me? Why are you here?" Pretty much in a nutshell. And one of the comments so when we look at what was written in Matthew, Mark, and the other Gospels on that account, what kind of caught my attention in Matthew chapter 8 was, and I'll just read it here real quick, Matthew 8:29. And he says, "And behold, they cried out, saying, 'What do we have to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?'" So we know that this man was, his name was, they called him Legion because there were many devils that came in and out of him. And when Jesus was talking to this man, he wasn't talking to the man, but he was talking to the devils that were within him, the demons that were within him. And the story goes on how he gave them leave to go into the swine and then to go into the ocean. There's about 2,000. If you just kind of think of that scenario of 2,000 pigs drowning in the middle of the or on the coastline of the sea. But it's interesting that even the devils know that there is a time. So are we in the last time? As I was reading throughout the week, I came across 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 5. It says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away, for this is never able to come to the knowledge of truth." Always learning and never being able to come to the knowledge of truth. "Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecution, afflictions, which happened to me in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra. What persecutions I endured. And out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men, imposters, will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Knowing that in the last days perilous times will come. As Christians, I think we need to know the time and the season. We need to know what is the time that we are living in. Some people may argue that and say, well, you really don't need to know the time and the season. You just need to be ready. And there is truth to that. And there's a lot of truth to that. Because Scripture tells us no man knows when Christ is coming. We don't know when our clock strikes 12 and God decides to take us home. The question is, are we going to be ready? Are we going to be ready for when he calls us home? Recently, there's just been a lot of communication. I'm hearing and reading a lot about the times in which we're living in. What is coming to pass? And I'm not going to get into any of the details as far as that. I know Brother Dushko is reading the book of Revelation, and he's going to expound more on that, on what Scripture talks about in the end times. But we need to be aware of our surroundings. We need to know in which time we are living. Second Peter 3:3-4 says, most importantly, I want to remind you in that in the last days, scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the time of our ancestors, everything remained as the same since the world was first created. So here's an argument that people are going to say. How long has Christianity been around? Or how long have people been saying, oh, Christ is coming. Christ is coming soon. And it passed from generation to generation. And then we see, oh, you know what? History is repeating itself over and over and over again. We know Scripture also talks about in Luke 21:11 that great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, fearful sights and great signs shall be from heaven. Another indicator is in Matthew 24:12, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. And also Jesus says in Matthew, for as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, as so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Do we find ourselves wrapped up in perhaps this type of mentality? We get up in the morning, we go to work, we raise our families, our kids grow up and they get married, now we have grandkids. We see the cycle that goes on. Then do we know that there's coming a time when Christ will return? Will we be ready? For those of us that are in Christ Jesus, there's an encouragement with there. In Luke 21:28 says, when these things begin to take place, lift up your heads because your redemption draws nigh. We see the attitude of man. We see in this world that morals are changing. We see that people don't care. We see that sin and lawlessness is rampant. So why do we believe that we're living in the last days? It's because the rapid escalation of lawlessness and evil around us. It's not going to be easy for us Christians. Scripture tells us that. But we are to trust in God. You know, we read in Bible class this morning, Psalm 37. And I was thinking about that as pertaining to my thoughts in regards to the being in the times in which we live. And what is actually coming down the pike for us as Christians. Psalm 37 encourages us as Dave penned down and said, "Fret not for thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass, withered as green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, and trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass." So these are some of the things that we can hang on to. These are some of the things we can go back and reread and be encouraged of what's going to be coming down. Just because we know that it's going to be times of perils, of perilous times, we're not going to be left alone. God will be there for each and every one of us. And he will see us through. And if you don't think we're living in the last times, please come see me. I'd like to hear why you don't think so. Or if you do, give me a little bit more of, hey, this is the reason why I think we're in the last times. Scripture does say that, you know what? The time is going to come where, you know, this world is going to get worse. Things in this world will get really bad, and they have to in order for the Antichrist to come. And when he comes, he's going to make everything peaceful. And that's when Christ says, you know what? That's when he's going to be coming, when everybody thinks there's peace and safety. Just a thought. Let's close with prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your words and just ask and pray, Lord, that our focus may be on you and whichever direction that you would have us to go. And help us to trust, help us to commit, and help us to lean on you, on your everlasting arms. We love you and we thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.